What's up, fam? Welcome to the 90 Anime Podcast. We got a lot to talk about. And Sione's cat just jumped out his arms and scared him.
He was supposed to be here for me, man, in this moment.
He was supposed to be your emotional cat, and he just ran away from you.
Just abandoned me in my moment of need.
Bruh. So, we got some stuff to talk about, some changes. This is episode 100. And I feel like normally it's episode 100 would be like a happy thingy.
Yeah, popping confetti and champagne and everything.
Yeah. But we've been doing a lot of discussing. This is something that we've been talking about for months. I mean, even me and Sione and me have been talking about this since before Boom joined 90 No Anime.
Yeah, we've had that conversation.
Yeah, countless times. But basically, the long and short of it is the 90 No Anime Podcast will be changing a little bit or going away, I guess. I don't really know what to consider it. We'll explain details as we go. We were talking about it before. We were like, well, it's not really going away, but it is going away. So I guess...
retooling hiatus. Kind of
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So for those that don't know, maybe you're just a podcast only frog or something. We have the YouTube channel 90 No Anime, where we do various different series reactions, anime, which is funny enough. The anime is getting taken over, which is ironic because the channel's 90 No Anime.
Yep.
And we are. and like our highest performing series are like random ass cartoons or like normal TV shows. But we've been doing a lot of that. We've obviously released 90 No Lo-Fi, so there's new lo-fi tracks. You can go check those out. And just we've been doing a variety of different things. And over time, what we have kind of found is that, especially like me and Sione, doing an anime podcast for 2 years, you kind of start running out of, like, you just run out of stuff to talk about.
we could go back to, like, the early days when we discussed, like, what, the anime road trip and, like, go off crazy tangents like that. But
every time
then,
we do that, they do poorly.
Yep, that's
so that's
problem.
The weird thing is, unfortunately, with algorithmic stuff is anytime we do fun, random stuff that's just like, let's just do a fun, random podcast. It usually is our lowest performing podcast over months. we've done countless top 10 lists, which did really good. But we all, I think, kind of got burnt out on that because... I mean, there's only so many top 10 lists you could do.
You begin to start having like so much crossover information where it's like, it begins to start being the same conversation in a different show. And it's like, I'm pretty sure we've said all of this before. And then people listening are obviously going to know that like we've talked about it before. Right. So.
Yeah,
it's not a good product.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, there's that. We've done tier lists, which honestly I enjoy. I think they're a lot of fun, but they don't really work well for podcasts.
No,
like all you audio listeners, I like it, and like
it's almost unfair.
It's kind of like, hey, if you don't come to YouTube, like, get fucked, you know what I mean? Like, and I know Spotify is video, but like I don't watch videos when I listen to podcasts, so there's kind of been a lot of varying reasons why we've decided to do it. But like I said, it's not necessarily going away. It's more of a restructure, although it is kind of going away, and we'll get into the nitty gritty of that. But for those that listen to the Manga Bros podcast, don't worry. Manga Bros podcast is sticking
still
around.
Staying,
that's not going anywhere. That has been kind of a highlight of my week. I'm not going to speak for Boomer Sione.
I've been enjoying it,
bro. Like I prepare for that show more than like any show that I've probably ever done. Like I am here at 3 a.m. like scrolling panels to make sure I don't miss
notes,
anything. I've never really showed up to podcasts with notes before.
That's true. I've never shown up to the 90 No Anime podcast with notes. That is facts.
And talking about anime podcasts in general, because I mean we still all heavily watch anime, we still talk about react to it on our own channels, but it's also one of those things, like if you look at like the top five anime podcasts, like anime is only actually probably like 10 to 20% of what they talk about anymore. And it's because all those channels are massive YouTubers that people just want to hear their other thoughts as well. So like,
so they don't even have to talk about anime half
so
the time.
Large that it like, you know, you either have to do 4 shows a week to get you up in those rankings, or you have to be a massive YouTuber.
Yeah.
And so like coming from like, you know, I would say we're, you know, low to mid range at this point with our channels. And so, you know, we up there a little bit, but it's also one of those things that all anime is not necessarily going to carry it. And since we do have other interests now, because that's what 90 No well, anime is.
Well, all of us, yeah, right? Like, yeah, our personal channels are majority anime, right? Like, yes, for me personally, I have not done non-anime series on my personal channels yet. Like, at least I don't think so. I think I've done one-offs. Like, I've done some video game stuff, but I haven't
done some,
like,
one-off stuff.
Yeah, I haven't done, like, a cartoon or a show that wasn't that. I streamed Wilfred a few times for fun, but, like, that never went to YouTube or anything.
I binged Sandman in a weekend.
We all consume anime all the time, right? Between the Nine Anime episodes where we, I mean, fuck, one of our Class of the Elite endings was, like, a 10-15 minute discussion of a single goddamn episode. I mean, we're basically giving a podcast a week just in post-show discussions.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so I think it's just we get to the podcast and, like, we don't really have much to talk about Class of the Elite because we've all spent an hour that week already together talking about it.
And it's another one, like, people aren't, I hate to speak for those that actually listen and watch, because I'm sure some of you are actually interested in our, like, but I mean, what kind of podcast do you want to be like, well, what have you guys watched this week? And since we all watch the same thing together, it's literally just going to, like, it would take away the point of actually discussing the episode on that video. So
yeah,
once again, just it would be the same conversation over and over.
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning, like even back in the OG days when it was me, Sione, and Gold Lion, that's what it kind of started out with. But it was more so because, like, none of us were really doing a lot, right? Like, I had a handful of series I was doing, but I was watching stuff on the side. Sione had, like, I don't even think he was doing YouTube at that point. I think he was just watching anime. Just for fun and stuff. And that was, like, generally what it was. Gold Lion, you know, we've talked about it. Like, you know, he left because I think we went 3 podcast episodes in a row where we sat down and we're like, all right, what have you watched this week? And he was like, I'll be real with you, I haven't watched any anime.
No.
And
yeah,
then after the third week, it was like, you know, this is why an anime podcast. Like, yeah. You know, and then that was when he broke off and he went and did his own thing. But, like, now I feel like we all record so much of it that we do. Like, we,
yeah,
if you want to know our thoughts on the anime we're watching, like, I don't know about y'all, I pretty much don't watch anime when I'm not recording anymore, except for Overlord, which I've been watching on the treadmill.
I have Ayashi, and I think that's about it. Like, every Saturday is my, I'm gonna watch kids play soccer in an anime anime, and that's
yeah.
That's, like, the only one I don't record.
Mm-hmm.
I just go and watch old stuff, like Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, I'll do, like, one-off episodes, like, I'll put on One Punch Man in the background or,
like,
something.
If I just want to have something in the background playing, like, I'm not really having to pay too much attention to it. It's just kind of going, like, an older series that, like, you know, that at least I can enjoy. But there's only so many times you're like, hey, bro, like, what'd you do this last week? I watched Full Metal Alchemist. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the same talking about shit that again. Over and over. And it also doesn't help that one of my biggest series I can't even talk to y'all about because y'all are caught up to me because we're all at different locations.
Yeah.
Sione's trying, though. I'll give you that.
Hey, I have 4 episodes left of the first part of the Dressrosa arc. I saw, like, apparently, like, it's like 2 arcs of Dressrosa. Yeah, so yeah.
It's kind of, so, like,
50, I'm almost 50. Done with the first one.
So you're about halfway through. You did it.
You got to the hump. I'm going to say this right now. I think One Piece has spoiled me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean,
we've just going back and watching the episodes, like, the amount of flashbacks that they throw at you, they'll throw a piece of, like a little bit of bait, hit you with a flashback, and then hit you with a to be continued.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking time.
I will have to say, like, there has been, like, I think, like, the last 3 or 4 episodes of in Dressrosa that I've recorded. Literally ended with, like, the last 30 seconds of them just panning to characters' faces, smiling. Yeah. And I'm like, just go to the to be continued, dude. We don't have to do this. Just go to the to be continued. Like, I realize what's going on here.
It's the fucking plague of, like, old anime, right? Like, I feel that now. Like, I always wonder, like, I would love to just go back and watch DBZ, but I don't know if I could do it.
Just because of all of the delays that they do. I don't see that a lot.
I don't think
out.
I could do it.
Newer,
like,
stuff.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm so in on, like, the story of One Piece that, like, when
it's worth
bothers
it.
Me, I can generally look past
it. Yeah. You're just like, well, I mean, that's, like, you know, I'm not, Naruto, like, it's silly. Yeah.
Like, it's not that Naruto's pacing was any worse than One Piece. I'd say they're about equal. They both suck. But, like, I just couldn't, like, it was harder for me to overlook it because I just wasn't as invested in that specific series.
was the binge factor as well, right? Since like we binged the episodes, like we're able to really just push through like the super slow parts anyway, because we're going to go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So I guess the, you know, the general thing we, you know, we're discussing, right? Like the Nine Anime Podcast, this episode is kind of us sunsetting it. Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's going away. It just means that structured bi-weekly, weekly, whatever, like they won't be here anymore. That will give us 3 hours a week. I mean, we could literally record 5 different videos in that time. But that time we're spending is not disappearing, right? We're going to be putting more effort into various other things that we're doing, other videos, other projects, lo-fi, reactions, various things that y'all want to see. And then, you know, what we discuss is when we finish a series together, like we want to get together and do a podcast on that where, hey, like, let's just talk about X series. Because I do feel like that's the most, I don't know about you guys, that's the most fun I have, is like when we just have a dedicated thing and it's like, let's just talk about this thing.
Yeah.
And you get to kind of just gush on it. And it's like, well, I don't care if it's 45 minutes. I don't care if it's an hour.
You're just airing it out.
Talk until we're done talking and call it.
It's one of those nice things where you can kind of sit down, and especially like with what we do, right? If we're all watching a series together, I feel like we've had enough discussions on it where we can kind of bounce back and forth with each other. Mm-hmm. Whereas on a series that we've kind of watched in our own, we kind of have a couple discussions, but like not nearly as heated in sometimes.
One Piece is based on where I'm at. And so like in the Discord for those behind the scenes, like I'll put like this happened and then everybody be yay. And then it's like, we kind of move on with like the day after that.
But yeah, so, it's like, yeah, can't it's, really give any input.
Yeah.
Beyond that.
Like, we can't go like too GG, far dude. Into it. Yeah. It's like, nice. H-Man, you look like you had to say something. Yeah. It's on your mind.
You want to say something, H-Man?
I got nothing to say about
you sure? Because your eyes look like you had a treadmill of words behind them. So
I know this is like the whole podcast. I don't know how long we've been recording. People are just like, is he not here this episode?
Yeah. Is his camera froze?
I'm just in my head for the majority of this time. I'm just thinking,
what's the recording counter at?
We're at like 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
I'm just thinking in my head like this whole time. I'm just like, yay, One Piece. It just kind of plays in my head as
we've been talking about One Piece.
I mean, that's what we are, though. Like,
about 8 minutes of the podcast so far has been in reference to the One Piece enjoyment in some way or the other.
That is not true. That is not true. That is a bold-faced lie, and you know
I'm not going to apologize for it, even if it is true.
I mean, I wouldn't apologize for it either, but I know it's not true.
I don't know, I just don't have a lot to comment on as far as like...
You don't have anything to comment on the podcast you're on, disappearing and going away?
On the One Piece part that we've been speaking.
He said, good.
He's like, yeah, so like, I don't have input for the One Piece, and the reason I didn't have input on the things that weren't One Piece is because I don't have input for the One Piece, therefore I have no input.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm excited for the post.
He's like, I'm excited. We're abandoning you.
No, I'm excited for like actually doing a podcast after we finish the series, like post series podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. Have we done that? Like, I don't think we've done. I think we may have in the past.
We've had one or two podcasts that aligned with after a series, but that like out of 100, that was like 2.
Yeah, so. I don't know why we didn't do that more often. I guess it was because we all watched things at different times. Like even Slime, right? Like Boom just recently finished Slime. Right. And like I could probably have a podcast about Slime, but like I would need a refresher.
Yeah, we discovered that with the
trailers. I feel like that's the problem. Is it's like it's one of those where it's like, even though we've watched it previously, we have terrible memories.
Bro, so,
dude. So
I recorded JoJo's, right? Part 6 is out. A few parts I remember, because I never finished the manga, but I read a large chunk of the manga before the anime came out. And dude in the comments, he's like, so does Ruff just not remember the manga at all? And I was like, not really, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I think it's also, especially with manga, it looks different, which I think also, like, I'm so visual that, like, certain things retain.
I'm like a visual and like auditory person, so that's like with like the anime, like I can hear the sound and that will take me back to like the video, right? Or the memory itself. So like a manga, a lot of times you'll be like, so you remember when blah 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 happened? It's like, not even a little, dude.
What,
like,
happened?
Yeah, you can literally show it to me again, it'll be like the first time I'm reading it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like
you're just not great with memory though, just as a general. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
A streamer brain, too. Dude. I think all of us have it. Like
content brain. Yeah. 100%.
H-Man has been plagued by it. Miles an hour, dude.
Yeah. Every content creator I know has content brain if they've been doing it like for a few years.
Yeah, off topic, but if you ever become a content creator and someone forgets something that you say to them, do not ever take it personal, because chances are they're balancing enough stuff on their plates that they can't remember what they're doing. So,
yep. I forget
a
lot.
You can't get mad at that kind of thing.
It also doesn't help. Yeah. I smoke a lot too.
I spend more time on back end than actual.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, so like the podcast won't be going away. Obviously, YouTube, you can get anytime we do that. So anytime we finish the series and gets uploaded there, it's there. It's available. You can access it. Now, of course, do we know when those will be? No. I mean, it just depends on when we finish the series. If the series is longer, it's going to take longer to finish. If it's shorter, it's going to take shorter to finish. If it's weekly, like Class of the Elite, I mean, we have to wait until the goddamn episodes are out. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So that's something that, you know, we're going to see us doing. And there might be a few maybe that we decide to do outside of that. And, you know, we will upload it as a podcast, but it's one of those things where it's not going to be a consistent flow. And I
think it's
going to
be based off ideas, right? Like, even if someone in comments like gives us a good idea, it'd be like, I mean, we're the type that, let's run with that. Like, let's see where
that takes us. It also means we can do fun, random videos too in that time space that we would have been doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be better.
Or creativity. Well, yeah, because I think it's just one of those things. Like, I mean, this has kind of been a thing for like a half a year now, at least, where it's like we sit down for the podcast and it's like, all right, what are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we discussing?
Or it's like leading up a couple days into it, and it's like, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, it's one of those two, because like if you became like an anime news podcast, literally in the invention of YouTube. I mean, I think he's even changed his format a lot, but you have like people like Four Never News and stuff like that, who already do like anime news so well that like, you'd have to find something completely different or a different way to do it. And just for the news itself, like, especially on slow days, you're just like, nothing really happened today. Like,
it also,
how are we going to fill an hour?
Yep. Yeah. Like, that's another thing too, of just like, we want to make sure that we're delivering the best content we can. And if we're just not 100% in, right, we're just not enjoying the content, we're not enjoying the act of doing it, like, it's going to reflect in the content, you know what I mean? Like, I think that, you know, I know I've been pretty burnt out in the podcast. I know that everybody here has had their moments where they are as well, where we're just not really sure what to talk about. And I know that when that happens, they're not good podcasts. You know, I've known that I've done reactions to certain series that I just didn't vibe with, and those reactions weren't good, you know what I mean? Like, if, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, I've made jokes about like JoJo's, which is kind of why I forced Sione and H-Man to drink, of like, you know, if you take the alcohol out of those JoJo's reactions, they're fucking garbage, because it's just H-Man angry at JoJo's and hating on JoJo's for 40 episodes straight.
Yelling about,
but luckily it was fun because the alcohol changed it, where it's like, all right, is H-Man going to get drunk enough where he starts complimenting JoJo's? You know, because that's pretty much what happened. If we got enough alcohol in him, the compliments started flowing.
Uh-huh.
But
true.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, who would want to watch people not enjoying something? And I feel like that has reflected in the podcast. I think that, I you know, at least for me, I know it definitely has.
Well, I mean, we already have so much, too. And then, like, having just that final thing. And, you know, I think this is my third or fourth month as part of the collective, you know, it's still one of those things to where it's like, you know, when I think Wednesdays were already like a pretty heavy, like, One Piece day for me and you, recording wise. And so now it's like having to like not do that for the sake of like trying to figure something out to do. It's like, it's not worth it. Like when what H-Man was saying, or what you said earlier as well, where, you know, those could be more episodes of Ben 10 that we could cover. That could be, you know, something completely different. Like it's one of those things that, yeah, it's just going to open up so many more opportunities to like what we know people will actually watch, versus like when we make a tier list, when we do a top 10, like, we go in that with the hope it will do well. Whereas
it's just,
you know,
we want to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Certain things, like, we're confident, like, if we put it out, like, oh, that's going to get like within this range of views at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, I mean, that's like the slime tier list. Like, we thought that was
gonna
do pretty
really
well, because I had like, slime did well for Ruff, slime did well
for me.
Yeah,
my slime reactions did, like, I forget what the number was, but if I'm remembering correctly, they were like 30,000-40,000 a video.
Yeah, mine,
like,
mine's
so it was like, you know, you
20s.
Think that it's there.
Yeah, And so, like, you know, we thought with at least that crossover and these guys having seen it as well, like, we thought, like, yo, this might bang out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, one really long, sad trombone music later, you know, not so much. And
performing ones, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, that and, like, Stranger Things, where it's, like, that series did phenomenally well on the channel.
But the tier
like,
list
as a reaction, but as the tier list and, like, as the podcast that we covered it, right? Like,
yep.
You know, it didn't go anywhere. And like, I think we even got a comment where it's like, they deleted it because I commented on that comment. Yeah. Because they were like, I miss when it was just like Ruff and Sione just like doing their thing. And it's like, you know, when you guys literally started this just as like a hobby thing, right? Like you yep. didn't have yeah. any kind of well, like grand plan
no,
for it.
I mean,
did you?
That's what it was, right? Like I talk about it a lot, right? I talk about the algorithm a lot because it's something that I enjoy and it's something I analyze. You know, I've been making
it's literally our life
since yeah. Like I've been making content for, you know, since I was 16 years old, on and off, you know, fluctuating up and down. I've been a full-time content creator for I don't even remember if it's 5 or 6 years. I've lost track. Either year six is coming up or year five. I don't know. It's been a while.
I've been doing
this full-time for a while. Five. So I think I went full-time around the same time as you. So yeah
2017.
Yeah. Jeez. So it's like, you know, I've been making full-time content for 5 years. And, it, you know, people always, oh, why do you care about the algorithm? Why do you care about the algorithm? And it comes down to this, right? At the end of the day, this is my job. But outside of that, like, at the end of the day, like, and I'm sure most of us agree here, like, who, when you make content, why do you make content, right? Because you enjoy it. Yes. It's something you enjoy making. But what is the end result, the purpose of making content?
Someone seeing it and
for people
to
see it. If you didn't care about that, you just wouldn't publish anything you record. You know
you
what
would
I
just
mean?
Literally leave it.
It's like, you know, we've
time.
Talked about it with streamers who stream and they're like, you know, well, I don't want to grow, I don't want to do this, da, 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 da. But they're out there looking for sponsorships and they're out there doing this and they're doing X and they're doing Y. It's like, well, clearly you're not just doing it just for the fuck of it.
They're like, money's not important as they like, but use code blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah.
You know, and it's one of those things like the goal, right, is to hopefully resonate and grow community. Like, you know, for me, community is way more important than monetary value. I personally like the idea of having a big, large community of people that are having a lot of fun, regardless of the monetary aspect of it, right?
Right.
You know, me and Sione have talked about it. Like, some of my favorite things we've been doing lately has been the Minecraft One Piece server, where that does not make me money, at all. Like, I've put so much money into this One Piece Minecraft mod that we've made. Like, I think I just spent another $600 on getting things made for it. And it's like, I arguably lose money on that. Like, we get a couple Patreon subs from it, of people that play on the server. Go check it out, by the way. It's really dope. But like, some of the most exciting things for me was seeing like the community interact and like making a newsletter and playing
that,
and role playing,
I mean,
and going in and like
seeing them do that,
engaging with each other, right? And like building that community. And that's been kind of the most fun aspect. But at the same time, right? Like, how do you build community? Well, you fucking play the goddamn algorithm. And you fucking do things that get your content in front of eyeballs. Yep. Now, at the same time, with, you know, us being content creators that just enjoy making content, we're going to put out some shit that bombs. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be times where we come up with an idea and we're like, hey, we're doing this. And you know what? In 5 weeks, that series is dead and nobody gives a shit about it. And it's underperforming. And we pull the trigger. We're not pulling it like, oh, it's fucking doing terrible. Like, we're doing it for views. Like, no, we did it because we wanted it to do well. We did it because we wanted to do it.
Yep.
Like, we thought it was a good idea. We wanted to. It was an enjoyment of something that we personally thought would be fun.
Right.
And sometimes that just what you want to do, especially in content, is not what does well. You know, sometimes you got
to
do that.
A lot of the times being a content creator, you have to look at it as, yes, there are hobbyists who kind of just want to get in front of the camera, want to put themselves in an uncomfortable position, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. to grow outside their comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
But then there are also people who are content creators like us who have mm-hmm. to look at it from a business standpoint. You have to look at it from, okay, is this doing well? Why? What's going on? What is this causing this video to do mm-hmm. well? And why is this one doing worse?
Well, yeah. it's the Venn diagram, right? Like what people will watch, what I want to do, and like, you know,
finding
the sliver in the middle of like both those things, right? Like if none of us actually enjoyed this, we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't even be sunsetting this if like we truly hated it, right?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we want to make videos. I mean, and like you said, it's the community aspect as well. I like making videos that people watch. And so like that's like seeing the comments that don't try to spoil me are a lot of the fun, right? Like getting that reaction, like, you know, seeing you guys vibe with the same stuff we vibe with. That's what gets us excited to make even more videos. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things just kind of piggybacking like, what you're saying, right? Like I think this will also give us those opportunities to take like the riskier play here. And if it doesn't work, like that's just one day that we lost. Right. So,
It's just part of the game, right? It's part of YouTube as a whole. I mean, I was talking, I don't remember if it was to Boom and Sione or just Sione the other day, but like I was talking about it, like the reason I have so many projects, right? And I know that like my main channel, like people don't always know of all the projects I have, but it's like, you know, I have my Minecraft YouTube channel where I'm putting stuff in. Like I've put well over 100 hours or more into a video I'm working on. That there hasn't been a video on that channel in literally 4 weeks because I've been working on it that hard. I've never put that much time into a video before. I'm doing it because I enjoy it. I have my main channel where I do my personal reaction, my One Piece stuff, yada, yada, yada. You know, now I have the other reaction channel because I migrated stuff over there, and then we have Nine No Anime. But like I've talked to Sione and we've talked about it on the podcast, right? Like I subsidized Nine No Anime for a while. The reason that Nine No Anime was able to grow and do what we were was because I was able to help fund with editing and do various different things. But like me and Sione definitely talked about it the other night where I was like, realistically, if I stop doing everything, every single thing that I do project-wise, and I exclusively did One Piece, and I just did my 6 episodes of One Piece a week, and I did nothing else, and that was all I did, and I just had my own channel, and I paid an editor to edit it, and that was it, and it was done, I would make significantly more money than I do now, because I spend like 10 grand a month paying people and making other projects because I just think it would be fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, will they make a return? You know, I stand by it. I do think that eventually Nine No Anime will be there. I mean, we're not that far from being fully self-sustaining and everything like that. And
I mean, I will say, like, going from when we first started this, because like the podcast was, now that I think about it, the podcast, our Nine No Anime podcast was the beginning, right? This was the seed that we planted to test things out. We had Gold Lion on. You know, unfortunately, that
was just
things
me and you
around.
Wanted an excuse to talk about anime.
Yeah. You know, like, I was working full time. So like I was working a full time job while still making some content and then doing this podcast, which really the podcast for us was, I mean, that was right around when Mixer shut down. Like that was really like a way
for
us
just
for
us to just, talk.
Yeah. Just for us to talk and be like, hey, man, let's just meet up and let's just bullshit. And it's now that I think about it, it's so amazing to see how much Nine No Anime has grown since the podcast, like since we just did the podcast, that was it. And then we started putting it on YouTube and then we saw the YouTube growth and then we started like constantly just expanding and expanding. I mean, it's wow. Like for y'all that have been around Spotify forever. Okay. We appreciate you guys. Come over to the YouTube. There's plenty of content there.
Videos and a lot of
there's
content,
so much content now. Wow.
It's to the point where we're getting people that are like, yo, you should check out this series. I'm like, bro, it's on the channel. We did that months ago.
Yep. Oh, Arcane,
dude,
we get that a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's what happened with, like, the League of Legends videos we've been putting out. People are like, you should watch Arcane. And, like, somebody from the community underneath will be like, dude, like,
it's already
go
there.
Back, like, 6 months for the videos. It'll be there. Like,
well, it's because that was one of the first series we did, right? So it didn't have as many eyeballs because we've, you know, we're just under 30,000 subs. Like, we're coming in under that. I don't know exactly where we started last year, but I know it's been a pretty decent jump and there's a lot of changes that come with that, right? Like it was one of those things of like we just like making content on people we enjoy, and it's kind of like what we did when we did the podcast. We had guests on, you know, Boom came on and we felt like we vibed with him really well, and y'all as the community liked him and were super positive, and it just kind of made
for a while
sense.
There
and
we honestly, did speed was, dating now that I think about it,
it
we speed dated
just,
on the podcast,
you know, being able
fun.
To do it.
Yeah,
like to me, like we worry about algorithm stuff, we worry about that. Yes, I have to worry about money and people getting paid, and you know, are we losing money? Are we making money? Are we breaking even? Like that stuff all obviously does matter, right? People could say all day like it doesn't matter, but like, you know, these are people's jobs. This is how they pay their bills. Like it's just, it's part of it. But it's just like at the end of the day, right? Like the goal is obviously that we just get together and, you know, as friends, and we just, yo, what do we want to record? And we hope that people vibe with it, you know? And sometimes they will, and sometimes they won't. And for those that watch everything, y'all are fucking incredible.
Yeah,
and,
thank you. You know,
thank you for being along for this ride. And I hope you understand why we're making these decisions. And I hope you understand, you know, that. And maybe the additional content we're making maybe isn't up your alley. But, you know, hopefully you maybe at least give it a chance and see if it's something that you vibe with.
But you will get some inconsistent podcasts, though, I will say. Like, we'll, you know, we'll still give you some inconsistent podcasts. Just don't know when. It's just whenever we finish a series on YouTube, it'll just appear.
We just don't want to force it anymore. We don't want to just force out an episode because we're expected to force out an episode. If we want to make an episode, we want to deliver you an episode that we want to do, we'll do it. It's just,
don't get me wrong.
Wanna,
if H-Man shows up and he's like, I feel like hosting today, we'll do a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
It's dependent on H-Man
hosting. I enjoy the podcast quite a bit because I could talk about anime all day long for forever and all of eternity. But I am excited to use the time for the podcast towards like just fun videos that, you know, will do really well and that we enjoy doing, that we can justify doing more of those kind of videos that are just fun and that don't take as long to do a singular recording for.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, it was so easy in the beginning for me and Sione to get on a call and talk for an hour because that was the time of the week that we got together and talked.
We
hadn't talked for a week prior. We got in a call, we talked for an hour and a half, and then we'd play video games after or something. And that was just like, that was the time we hung out. You know, like what you think about, like, I'm sure y'all listening, like, there's friends that you go out and get a beer with after work, and you go out and you, once a week, and you go out with your buddy. I mean, that's what it was. But over time, yeah, I mean, me and this motherfucker in goddamn voice 7 days a fucking week going over something.
Yeah, I live in voice now.
We work together, we hang out. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, what is it? So,
but I mean, I would just say it's just amazing. Like Nino Anime, like y'all, like the support has helped me literally be able to quit my job to do this full time. So like, thank you for this, like for all the support.
Is 23. So 23,000 subs in the past year.
And that's wild.
It's also offset because up until about November when we started doing more, it was all super low because we were only doing the podcast. But yeah, it's just one of those things, I guess. Like if you're podcast only frog, like there is a lot more stuff we're doing on YouTube. It's just not the same as this. That's about it.
Well, I mean, we do have lo-fi.
Yeah,
that's true. We do have lo-fi.
We have a shit ton of lo-fi.
I mean, at the end of the day, too, like I don't want to call us perfectionists. I just want to call us people that care about quality, right? Like we want to put out the best thing possible in the moment that we're available to put it out. And if we're showing up and it is just us rambling, like don't get me wrong, like you said, like the OGs are going to enjoy whatever we say just for the simple fact that you like chilling with us. But like people that come here for a necessary purpose, like you know, they're not going to find it to be high quality. And honestly, in our own head, like I know there's been a few shows where we ended it and we were like, well, that was a thing. And so, you know, we're to the point. We definitely just want to make the best thing possible in that moment.
Yeah. And we just feel like the podcast is not.
Yeah. Not yet. Yeah.
Anymore.
But hey, like we have Manga Bros and Lo-Fi on all listening
like
platforms.
There is still Manga Bros podcast coming out weekly if you're into One Piece. Or if you're not, we're going through the manga from the start. So if you want to read along, you can start at episode one.
I mean, we're talking about also doing other manga podcasts as well, right? Like, you know, branching off with Manga Bros in the future.
Sure, yeah, I mean, if there's a manga that like we're reading and is something that we want to do, like, yeah, we'll do more stuff like that. So it is one of those things of just like, there is stuff, it's just different stuff.
Yeah. Same, that was great.
But different.
Same, but different.
They're just going to hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's pretty much everything off my head. I don't know if you guys have anything else you want to add.
I think that covers just about everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna go cry after.
Since I'm the new guy, everybody's gonna blame me. It's like, oh, I can't.
Like, it's all Boom's fault. Boom got on. No, look, the podcast started before H-Man got here. You know, so like if they're blaming you, they also got to blame him.
This is true.
Why do we have to turn it into blaming me?
Because originally you were
the youngest
Daddy H man who was supposed to sit in silence and take notes, and then you just kept interjecting and giving so much input that you became the third member.
And then once he got a camera, he stopped interjecting.
You have a camera, and now he just doesn't talk or give any input anymore. And he goes 12 minutes of a podcast without saying a single word.
Okay. All right. I
was wondering when he was gonna say something. I'm like, bro, it's been a while. He hasn't said a single thing this entire podcast.
I mean, we can all see each other on camera, right? And I do want to say, I think actually, if we had an office, we would probably still do a weekly podcast because I don't know, like the vibe would be different, right?
Yes. Yeah. 100%,
it's tough, you know. It's like herding cats when you're trying to get four people mm-hmm. who you know have a busy day in a call. But no, I could tell like
shoes and.
Yeah, 10 minutes in, you know, I could just see H-Man's eyes. Like, looked like he really needed to say something.
It took about 10 to 11 minutes for him to wake up.
He just had to warm up.
I was letting everyone get their words out and saying the things they really wanted to say in the time, you know, like, you were very passionately speaking. I didn't want to, like, cut off that flow or ruin the energy you had going into those statements. So I want you to let everything to be said that needed to be said, you know, that's all.
You hadn't listened to many content creator podcasts because that's literally all it is everybody just stepping on each other to get their words in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got to fight to get your words in there. Yeah. You just sat back this entire time, man.
That's what we mean, rough. We don't shut the fuck up.
You got to understand, at least for me as like a host, and even when I'm not hosting, like if especially during a podcast, if it goes silent for more than a second and a half, I'm saying something to stop the silence. Like, I'm not going to sit there.
Pregnant pause.
Yeah, you guys did that to me the first time I was on as a guest. I was like, the shit freeze. I mean?
Imagine if you did. Imagine if, like, we just all talked and we just were like, all right, let's just sit here and wait.
And it
took that long for H-Man to make a noise. You see what I'm saying?
That was what, five seconds of him being uncomfortable before?
Somebody stopped a sentence. I'm going to give input.
Important things for everyone to take away from this is Nino Lo-Fi.
Yes.
Giant Minecraft server for every Patreon member, whether it's $5 or more.
Mm-hmm.
A Discord server with a lot of people to talk about the same things that you all have interest in.
Yeah, we have a bunch of random rooms for specific series and... Like what we generally do is like whenever the general chat gets taken over by a specific topic, like completely, we make that its own room. So, you know, if you're like, I want to go in and just talk about how the One Piece is real and, you know, a certain, you know, person's massive dong, just start talking about it long enough. And maybe eventually y'all will get the One Piece.
Are we going to have to make like a One Piece is real room for everybody to put their
hang dongs,
their fucking eggplant
dongs in. Yeah.
Submit the dongs to discord.gg/9.
All I'm saying is Doflamingo's posture. I can see why. I can see why Doflamingo's back hunches now. Like that thing looked heavy.
Yeah, his dick is so big he can't hold it.
Yeah, I mean it's.
I'm glad I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
I saw Whitebeard's. I was like, okay, I'm done with Twitter.
I think everybody has seen Whitebeard's now. Like, his was the OG.
Man,
you're gonna really wrap this up with just talking about One Piece.
I mean, fuck it. I mean, at this point, like, if y'all have no more input, that was the podcast.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks again.
You know,
but we will
this
be.
This is more of just an update, and we just wanted to let y'all know what's going on and what our plans are. And that's all I got.
Same.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
See
if you thought it was short, just blame H-Man. If he would have talked more, it might have been like an extra 10 minutes, maybe. Maybe. He's not even going to defend himself.
You know what?
Terrible.
I'm just stalling, and it's still not working.
You know what?
I've given up on being bullied. Okay.
If you go to the highest tier of Patreon, first off, if you subscribe to it, we'll send you a piece of H-Man's hair, but we'll also get him self-esteem therapy.
No, we're not doing any of the things that have been mentioned in the last 30 seconds.
A piece of his beard, right? Not just
you get to choose.
Guys, thanks
also,
for all the support.
If you subscribe to it, you can actually run up to him at a convention
none
and
of
just
that.
Kissing.
None of that. So that's the episode 100 podcast. Thanks, everybody, so much. Bye.